Will somebody please pass the tissues? Yeah, that was Nicole Nordeman and her song, Slow Down. And how many times have you thought that as a parent, if those little ones would just slow down and not grow up so fast? It is Tuesday. It's time for Kelly and Coffee. Kelly comes in the studios on Tuesdays and shares some of our the letters that we received from listeners recently. And Kelly, do you remember the first time that we heard that song here at the station?
Oh, yes.
Okay, I started playing it. James puts the songs into our music database, and then I go through them and listen to them and put them in rotations and things like that so listeners can hear them on the other end. And I started listening to that one. Really hadn't paid attention. It was the last one that I was listening to that day and just started hearing it. In the first few seconds, I just broke down in tears. And then I had to run out to Kelly's desk and say, Kelly, come listen to this. And so it's like, why do we do that? Why do we as women want to cry together?
I don't know. We want to do a lot of things together.
I know, right? But we heard that song, I was previewing it in the studio and then played it on the air and broke down again. And then I walked into church that Sunday and our pastor had it on the screen. I walked in a few minutes late, but there it was. So I just broke down again. And, there's something about being a parent that is so, it's the most wonderful, wonderful thing, but it can also be the most difficult and the most challenging and the most heart-wrenching thing a person can do. Mm-hmm. And here at the Praise Network, it's really important to us to invest in families, to invest in the lives of moms and dads, single parents, the little ones and the teenagers and the grandparents, people of all ages. And the really cool and I think kind of a rather unique thing that God does through this ministry is that he reaches across the generations,
yes,
to many, many different people. And I know some of the comments you brought with you today talk about that. You want to share?
They do. The first one is from Eric in Onalaska. And he shares, my daughter and I listen to the uplifting music and teaching together in the morning as we're getting her ready for school.
Oh, how fun is that? That's a good way to start the day, isn't it? You can wake up. If you have the news on, it's not going to be good news. It's not going to be anything uplifting, at least not usually. But, if you have the radio station on, it kind of sets the tone, mm-hmm, I think, for your home. And, we found that when we first went on the air, not too long after we went on the air, I heard from a listener in Onalaska, and their child was having night terrors. And we never experienced that personally, but I've talked to other moms and dads who have, mm-hmm, gone through that, just these horrifying screams in the night as this child is having a terrible nightmare. And they said that they started playing the Praise Network around the clock in the home, and the night terrors ceased. I'm not saying there's a magic formula to take care of all your night terrors, but I am saying that God does work through the music and the programs, mm-hmm, on the station, and his Holy Spirit is working through that. And I don't know exactly how it works, but somehow there is a connection, isn't
yes,
there?
There is. I think, too, that we don't realize that what we're hearing, how it affects our thinking and it affects our, how we go about our day. Like you had said about the news, if I'm hearing stressful news or sad news or things like that,
or infuriating news.
It does. It just affects kind of, my mindset before I go into my day. And it's probably the same. I mean, it is the same for our children,
It's not that we're condoning putting your head in the sand and not knowing what's going on in the world, but there is a time and place.
Exactly. And
I think it is really important to set that tone for the day.
And
set
balance
that tone
it.
In the home. Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. And we had Jim from Westby also had sent us a letter.
Hi, Jim. Longtime listener, and he's been a big support to the station. We appreciate you.
Just wanted to write a quick note of encouragement. My family, especially my daughter and I, appreciate your ministry through the Praise Network. What a blessing to have Christian music and teaching 24/7 in our area.
It's really cool that parents and teenagers and young adults can listen to the same programming and God can speak to them and strengthen not only their relationship with Him, with God, but also their relationship with one another. And we hear that time and time and time again. I'm thinking of another couple that contacted us from West Salem, and their adult child was living at home at the time, going through some very difficult circumstances, had wandered far away from the Lord. And, you know, of course, they were praying for him continually, and it just seemed like nothing was going to reach him. But then they started getting into their car after he had driven it the night before, and they found that the Praise Network was turned on. And that happened repeatedly. And he eventually came back to the Lord and changed his life. Now, I'm not saying that a radio station is doing that, but I'm saying that God uses what's going on here to do that, to speak to people. And, you know, you don't know who's driving down the street and can be listening to the Praise Network, where they may not do that anywhere else, not with their friends or not in their workplace or not at home, but God can reach them right where they are. And so many times we've heard that story, how somehow they landed on the station and they heard something from God.
Exactly. And another thing you had said about with our teens and the fact that we can, as a teenager or as an adult, our relationship is growing with Christ when we're listening to these programs and we're gaining knowledge and heart knowledge. And I think of the parenting today's teens.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so often he talks about the communication problems that can develop as our kids grow up and our preteens and teens and finding that common ground to communicate with. And it's exciting to hear from a number of our listeners about how listening to those programs together opens up the communication, and they talk about what they heard, or they get excited about being in the car the next day with mom after school because they get to hear the second part.
How many times are they excited to see mom after school? I'm just saying, I don't know.
Yeah, but we've heard that from our listeners with our afternoon programs.
Yeah, and some of them are listening together, like Skip Heitzig's on at 4 o'clock, and sometimes, you know, he just connects with the parent and the kid in the car. And so then they're able to discuss that. And, you know, you mentioned Parenting Today's Teens. We've been connected to their ministry for a long time. And the thing I like about Mark Gregston, we have his short feature on weekdays, and then on Saturdays we have his half-hour program, and he deals with real-life issues. It's not pie in the sky, your child who willingly goes to youth group every Sunday evening and participates in church, and, you know, not all kids do that. That wasn't me. I have to admit, I went through a really rebellious time, my poor mother. But, you know, he deals with real-life stuff.
Yes.
And the stuff facing kids today. And then he has some of the young people who are residents at Heartlight right now. That's a residential program that they have there as well. And they come on and they give their perspective. And sometimes it's not something that parents would necessarily want to hear, you know, but hearing the young person's perspective, it gives us some insight.
Exactly.
Was my kid feeling that way? Or how do I break through those barriers and reach him or her where she is? So
exactly.
Love the real practical stuff.
That's very true. I do like that about his weekend programs. We did hear from Andrea here in Sparta, and I know Andrea, and I believe her little boy is 4.
Ooh.
So I can just picture this in my head. But she writes to us, I like the positivity for myself and hearing my son sing along to great worship songs in the car right alongside me.
How fun is that? Yeah. We've heard that so many times. Jordan Burke, another one of our longtime listeners, I remember she contacted us, I think when her first son was 2 years old. And she said the same thing. You know, we're driving along and all of a sudden I hear him singing along to the songs on the station. You know what? When you're doing that, you are implanting that truth deep in their hearts. Because we remember Mary Had a Little Lamb, the different songs that we heard and memorized growing up. But you're planting the truth of God's word in their heart through a song or whatever it is on the station. And don't you love to hear the little ones sing? It just brings such joy to my heart. There's songs like Audio Adrenaline, Sound of the Saints, and a few others that are on that have kids singing along with them. And I just love that. There's something so joyful about that. But nothing like hearing your child singing the praise songs and the Christian songs right there in the back seat of that car seat.
I do remember a friend of mine saying how one of the songs by Matt Redman, I can't remember the title of it right now, whenever that song was on, her daughter, if it didn't matter, everyone had to be quiet in the car. She had to hear that song, and she couldn't get out of the car if they were anywhere they needed to be.
Stay put.
Until that song was over. And they are longtime listeners of the Praise Network. And her kids also like the Saturday morning stories that play in the morning for the kids. Her kids love them, and they don't like missing them either.
I have a confession.
Okay.
I do too. I really do. I really like listening to the kids' programs. And the children's programs on Saturday mornings, for all of you grandparents, maybe you have your grandkids Saturday mornings. Have them tune in. It's like between 7:30 and 10 o'clock. We have Jungle Jam, Paws and Tales, Adventures in Odyssey, Brinkman Adventures, which are all about a missionary family and their adventures. And then we have Down Gilead Lane. And it's just a really cool to get the truths of Scripture again into the hearts of your grandkids. And they may or may not be going back to a Christian home, a Christian environment, but that is a way that you can sow into their lives and make it fun. Also, Saturday nights, we have the Focus on the Family Radio Theater.
Yes.
Yeah. I love
that.
They
one.
Do a great job.
Yes.
And that's a good time to gather the family around, pop some popcorn, sit down, and listen to a great radio drama. They do such a good job with that. Oh, I got one for you. I don't know if you heard this on David Jeremiah's program the other day, but why is radio better than television, he asked.
Good question.
I suppose you don't have the answer, so I will provide it for you.
Yes.
The reason why radio is better than television is because the pictures are better. You know, those mental images, it's actually taking what you're being exposed to one step further, and that your mind is processing it and you're creating those mental pictures, which drives the message home even further.
Oh.
So there is something very true about that, not only on a spiritual level, but on a practical level as well. So that is why.
Good information.
Radio is better than TV, just saying.
There you go. I like that.
So again, tonight, we have a fun-filled day because tonight, what is it, Kelly?
Tonight is Christian comedian John Crist at Justin Trails Resort here in Sparta.
Yay! John Crist, funny guy. I don't know if you've checked out his videos yet, but if not, check them out. You can connect with them through our website at praisenetwork.com. That's John Crist. Christian comedian, good, clean comedy, fun night out. I know there's a group of ladies from your church going to make it a girls' night out. They're going to go to dinner and then come on over. We have some guys that are going to crash the party, but this is for everybody. We would love for you to come out and join us. We have some refreshments at 6 o'clock, meet and greet time, and then John will go on at 7. And again, just a really funny guy, a good night out. And I believe there are still a few tickets available at the door. So come on out, and do hope that you can join us for a fun night with Christian comedian John Crist. You want to find out more info or directions or any of that stuff, just stop by our website at praisenetwork.com. So, Kelly, I know you have a busy day. You're setting things up, getting all ready for tonight. So I'm going to let you go, and we will see you later.
That sounds great.
To see you, our listeners, there as well. Again, that's Christian comedian John Crist. 6 o'clock refreshments and meet and greet. 7 o'clock, John goes on, and it's going to be at Justin Trails Resort in Sparta. Now, wait a minute. I want to tell you this, too. Girls, don't wear spiky heels. This is a barn. It's going to be a very elegant barn, I might say. But this is out in the country. It's beautiful. There's llamas out there. I can't wait to meet them. But it's just going to be a fun atmosphere, casual, relaxed atmosphere.
Yes.
So just grab your friends. Come on out after work or whatever you're doing today. And join us again. That'll be this evening, 6 o'clock at Justin Trails in Sparta. Find out more at praisenetwork.com.